Hello, newsroom.
Hi, Tony.
Letitia Fitzpatrick has covered many of the biggest stories in Northern Ireland during her career in journalism. In her 40s, however, Letitia suffered a nervous breakdown. Stress, both at work and in her home life, was a major contributing factor.
Sometimes because of work, I would maybe come home feeling really low and, you know, trying not to let that drag me down and try to be upbeat for the kids and just be a normal mummy and take them to the park and play with them and keep the house tidy and keep everything going. And then I was cutting back on my sleep to spend a lot of time with them. So that was stressful. You know, shifts are stressful enough without, you know, not getting much sleep.
Yeah, good to meet you.
Dr. Michael Patterson is a clinical psychologist and has seen an increase in the number of stress referrals in recent years. I asked him to explain the impact the condition can have on our well-being.
Prolonged stress can lead to all sorts of health problems. And notably, heart problems would be one. We can't cope indefinitely with the demands of stress. Without respite, the body is going to give out because the body keeps the score.
A lot of stress comes from fear. You know, I work with words, and when I had a breakdown, I even hated the word breakdown, nervous breakdown. To me, it sounded so weak and pathetic, and I didn't talk to anybody about what had happened. I just kept on keeping on.
Deputy Chair of the Stormont Health Committee, Jim Wells, acknowledges that not enough is being done to help those suffering from stress, but says the executive is beginning work on what he hopes will be possibly the most effective piece of mental health legislation in Europe.
At the minute, things are not going well in this field. I suspect because of the recession in a few years' time, we're going to start to reap a harvest of much greater mental ill health, much more stress because of what people have gone through, and of course, unemployment and deprivation. So it's been taken seriously, but it's still the Cinderella of the health service generally. And I think that clearly indicates that at the minute it's very much a low priority, but will change with the new legislation.
Since her breakdown, Letitia has carefully managed her busy lifestyle. She says communication and relaxation are crucial to maintaining a healthy mind. And Dr. Patterson adds that this is the starting point for our health to flourish.
You know, if I want to see people and be sociable, I can just lift the phone and there are people I can see. To me, that's a huge de-stressor, being able to meet up with people and talk to them and spend time with them and go to the pictures, go for a walk, do the normal things everybody does, go and sit in each other's house and drink coffee or whatever.
Many people are working weeks which are well in excess of 40 hours or even 48 hours, and it will have an impact on them. But time out for yourself, just in your own space, can make a huge difference.
To anybody who has any kind of issues, I would say get help. Talk to your friends, family, but talk to professionals, talk to doctors, because they know what they're dealing with and they'll help you. You know, I'm a success story, and it's thanks to getting support, being open about it, and to dealing with the little stresses as they come along.